guys, welcome back to the podcast. This time, I'm introducing you to Tiffany Smith, who on her profile says that she's always known she was here to build something meaningful. But what I especially loved is she absolutely is all about do not shrink to fit. Do not let fear narrate your life, and that we should all dream boldly and act decisively and trust the part of you that knows. I call it intuition, but as you'll hear in this conversation, Tiffany uses the word sparks. She gets these sparks where she understands something about the universe, about her life, about the direction she's supposed to go. And one of the stories kind of gobsmacked me. You'll hear it in the intro, but it's all about Tiffany understanding that maybe the person that she was engaged to was not the person she was meant to spend her life with. She's a creative pro. She does lots of incredible things, but she'll tell you all about it in this next episode of the podcast. So here we go. My conversation with Tiffany Smith.
Looked over at the guy that I was like literally engaged to. I looked over to him and he was like a stranger. Like he felt like a stranger where I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I like went upstairs and I was like, I'm going to sleep this off. Thinking it would like go away. Maybe in seventh or eighth grade, I had this kind of like spark moment happen. The teacher was handing out poetry of Edgar Allan Poe. I was newly introduced. I mean, I was a child. I didn't know who this person was. But I remember feeling very protective of this person not being misunderstood. And I could already feel the energy in the room where like the teacher was getting it wrong. The kids were already making fun of this person. And I was like, oh my God, there's nothing I can do to protect this because I'm like this quiet kid. And I'm just sitting here like heating up, like almost like an anger and frustration that I can't stand up for this person and say, give me all these papers back. Like you, none of you have the right to even read this. It was the weirdest thing that I had that feeling. And then later on, I had like different sparks would kind of come up. Like notably, I had this really big spark that came up with Bob Dylan. And it's so funny because I learned this later, but at the time that this happened, I was actually living in the area of Minneapolis that he had been living in, which is strange that when I was in that area, that this is when that happened. But I was like having lunch and I didn't know who he was. I had never heard of him. He wasn't part of my music, nothing. I was flipping through channels and there was this very abstract film on some movie channel. And like that gut reaction, like everything in me was like, you don't have to watch this, but you cannot change the channel. And I was just like I would go to pick up the remote and I would almost be frustrated with this feeling of like, okay, fine, so stupid, I'm not gonna watch this movie. So anyway, I'll make this story like kind of quick, but that was a really big spark kind of moment. After the movie ended, this Bob Dylan song started to play and his name popped up in my head. And in the movie, his name is not mentioned. It's literally a movie where they don't say his name. And his name popped in my head. And I was like, okay. And years later, I read his autobiography and I was like, I couldn't put it down. And I was like, oh my God. So now, like, I'm in New York. And so it's funny because it's like the spark also happens here sometimes, but that's one of a few. There, I also had like a big spark moment before I moved to New York. I had just gotten engaged in a 5-year relationship. We had purchased a brand new house. I was working for a big like company, big marketing team. I had this big giant spark happen and this isn't my life. I had disappeared for a while. I went to sleep in that relationship for 5 years. And I didn't really realize that that happened, but basically I wasn't myself. And then the spark happened and I like returned and I like looked over at the guy that I was like literally engaged to. I looked over to him and he was like a stranger. Like he felt like a stranger. Where I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I like went upstairs and I was like, I'm going to sleep this off. Thinking it would like go away. It didn't. I ended up moving to New York like a couple months later. So.
Wow. Wow. I have to say, you know, the Edgar Allan Poe story, because I have something to say about each of your stories. The Edgar Allan Poe story. I mean, I am a very sensitive human being, but I'm especially sensitive about artists and painters and musicians and anyone who creates. I don't like bullies. And so I'm very protective. I had that same experience with William Blake once, because I love William Blake, and someone was making fun of him. And I just was like, oh my gosh, I will throw down right now if you don't stop talking. But then I was like, is this over the top? I feel like this might be a little over the top, but like just that feeling. I mean, I think what you were feeling was you wanted to defend the creative, this person who had done this great work, and you were witnessing an injustice when people were starting to make fun of him. And that story was starting to get hijacked. So, I mean, how prescient of you at such a young age to understand that you wanted to defend those who were no longer able to defend themselves. You know, I think that's really beautiful. I also love your use of the word spark, because I've never used that before or heard that before. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And spark is it's like perfect for what you're talking about, honestly. I want to talk about the relationship in the 5 years. I mean, okay. Holy cow. you spend 5 years with someone, you're living the life that quote unquote society wants you or tells you, where you find a partner, you do the whole dating thing. Then what are next steps? Of course, marriage and kids, buying a house. And you were just towing that line. You were towing the line and doing it. And then you just had this epiphany, you know, and an awkward epiphany at that too, because you realize it's like you woke up inside your own life.
Yeah.
You woke up and you realized, oh my God, this isn't my life. Or maybe this can't be my life. Yeah. But the bravest thing you did was you stood up for yourself and you left. And you created something of your own, you know, outside of the societal script, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And, you know, an even more beautiful layer of that story is it was really for that him and myself. Because he's in the most compatible, beautiful relationship, and they've been together for years. Like, they started dating when I had been in New York for maybe like a year, and they clicked, and he texted me and he was like, is this a soulmate? And he described her, and I was like, yeah, maybe. And I was so happy for him. So it's like, it was literally for both of us. It was like, neither of us, like, we were never supposed to just give in to what was easy, basically.
Enjoyed this conversation with Tiffany. She's really a thoughtful, kind, and creative person, and very compassionate as well. Her use of the word spark or sparks really got my mental juices flowing, because I thought, oh my gosh, that might be the perfect word for the intuitive hits are the intuitions we feel every day or sense every day. So yeah, I learned something new from yet another incredible guest. If you want to find out what Tiffany's into and the good things she's doing in this world, check out the links in the episode's show notes. And as usual, I ask for ratings and reviews because they make me ever so happy. And yeah, they warm the cockles of my heart. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Tiffany, who is just this person who listens to her intuition, or as she calls them, sparks. And she uses those hits, those knowings, to craft a life that is her own. She's living authentically. She's inhabiting her life fully. And because of that, she's able to bring her own brand of beauty to the world. So this time, I urge you to be like Tiffany and listen to your intuition. Understand the path that the universe wants you to take, because we all have a plan here and we all have a story. So yeah, be like Tiffany and listen to your sparks.